Hello, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. You rate and review my podcast if you like me. And you can follow me on Instagram. It's YesKingOliver. Tatty bye.
As we were just saying, I've had many, many psychics in my life. And what I found is whatever I'm thinking at that time is what they pick up on. For example, if you are putting out an order for clothes, you expect a man to come with clothes. If you're putting out an order for gardening flowers, a gardening man will come up. If you put out a delivery for a laptop, a laptop man comes up. If I'm thinking right now, I want to be an actor, the psychic picked up on you're going to be an actor. When I changed my thoughts and changed my career to, say, I don't know, a plumber, he picked up on the plumber. So what I realized is that there's no such thing as a future. It's based on what you want your future to be. And they're simply tuning in to what you are thinking right now. And I've changed and I've alternated and I've seen that they're picking up what I'm thinking right now.
Wow, that's so powerful. Because as you said that, the only thing that I was thinking about was that I strongly believe that I create my own reality. So like, I believe that the physical reality is really what I make it and what I create. So when you said that, I was like, that's so interesting, because so they're not really doing anything for you. They're really just picking up on your frequency and your vibration in that moment, and just really telling you, like, really the real power is that I actually can create whatever that I want. And really, that's just like kind of like an help. Like, you, wow, that's actually good. Like, I almost want to start seeing a psychic and just do exactly what you did. Like, see what I'm thinking in that moment, go see them. And then go see them in like a month and then do the same thing, like think about something else, and then see, which makes total sense that they do, because that's really all they're doing. They're not creating my reality for me, or, you know, or like they can't tap into my future, you know, like they can't be that super, super human. Like, we're all, you know, the same, right? Like, if you can tap into me and then forward my future and tell me about what's going to happen that I may not know, that I may not have ever desired, that I may not have ever brought it to my awareness, then wow, you brought something so clear to my mind.
For example, right, if right now you want a girlfriend and you're hoping for love to come in your life, the psychic might be like, yeah, you're going to get love, this amazing wife's going to come in. If you consciously choose to be gay and seek a man, then the psychic's a load of nonsense, right? But you chose to go to a man, right? So are you in control of your life, or is that psychic simply nonsense, or is he picking up on what you're thinking at that time? And if you go to another psychic, they might be slightly different based on how much they can tune in, but you can test it with the same one, call back another time, or call up another psychic and just get a generic understanding of how it all works. And it's really amazing, because without a man or human thinking, there's just nothing. So there's nothing for a psychic to predict. If you're a monk sitting on a rock forever, then he's not going to be like, you're going to get a house, you're going to get a nice job, there's going to be money coming into your life, because you're just a monk on a rock, yeah? Mm-hmm. So the psychic technically should be able to pick up nothing if a monk called a psychic. But if you live in the city and you want to do all this shit and be rich and big house, you're going to hope the psychic says you're going to have a house, you're going to have love, you're going to have a dog, you might have a kid, because that's what you want. But you can choose to do the opposite and that won't exist. But yeah, I realized this when I started to do psychics and I was interested in this. It was like, oh my God, everything he's saying is accurate. Everything he picked up direct. He picked up my dog. He picked up love, my family's dynamics. How the fuck? And then I was awakened and I changed my life and all my thoughts disappeared. And then he struggled to pick up anything. Because imagine you are kind of, You're in a restaurant and you're waiting for your food to come to the table. And he says about 20 minutes, 15, 16, 17 minutes. The closer you are to 20 minutes, the more you are like, fuck me, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
Exactly.
You raise your energy. So when you're listening to a psychic and you're putting out there, say something about my dad, say something about my kid, my dog, my mum, mention my job, you're literally saying, fucking come on. You're putting it out there. Like, and then all of a sudden, bang, he comes out and says it. Right. But if you're sitting there kind of saying you're fake psychic, you're not going to pick this up. He's going to get nervous. The psychic is going to be generic and you're basically controlling his ability to pick up on your thoughts. You're basically switching off your antenna versus putting on your antenna. So you are creating your life because there's nothing else out there until you choose to do it. Sadly, that's all a psychic is. He's tuning into your radio channel and repeating back what you're listening to. And if you change it to another channel, another station.
And you know, like at the end of the day, as I'm listening to you, I'm like, okay, you know what? I do still respect that person that's able to pick on my energy. Because
Oh
let's be
yeah,
honest, this person has no
100%.
idea who I am. I go see them, they pick on my energy. And what I'm really getting the most out of this is because for myself and like my tribe and my community around me and the people that know me closest to me, based on the amount of work that I've done on myself this last decade, they always call me like the healer. Like because the way your ability to heal yourself and understand yourself and be as self-aware that you are, that's why your energy is felt when you're in the room. That's why when you talk, like you understand people better. That's why your level of compassion is so much because you have so much compassion for yourself. So what I'm getting from that is that the fact that how I would know if a psychic is really good is because they can really pick on my energy, which means that they're that self-aware enough to be able to pick on that energy. Because for myself, I'm very big on energy. And at the end of the day, that's what they're doing. They're picking up on our energy. And me, I realized the more in tune I am by myself, like let's say 5 years ago, I wasn't able to feel or understand people as much as I do now. Now I can feel people more, I understand more. You know, if I go downstairs right now and my mom doesn't even have to say anything to me, and just based on her walking past me, I could feel her energy. Oh, is she not excited for work today? Oh, she just had an argument with dad last night. Oh, she just her energy would literally talk to me. So the fact that the psychic can pick that up, I still respect that because it's like, wow, like you're able to be so self-aware that you can tap into the whole universal collectively energy and to pick my energy up and just be like, you know what? You're thinking about manifesting a divine goddess in your life and this is what you should be doing. And I'd be like, oh my God, how did you just pick that, right? But I think really what it is like this just reinforces for me the power of self-awareness. Like the more we tap into self-awareness, the more we understand ourselves, the more we spend time with ourselves, we're going to only become the psychics of our own life, psychics of our own reality, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what's happening, you know? And I think for me, even the fact that I'm so self-aware and I'm still continuously working on self-awareness, I'm not saying I'm all there, but I'm always working on that. That's the journey that I'm on. It's almost like I want to come up with like a ebook, how to become the psychic of your own life. Tap into your own self-awareness, go inward and not outward, right? Because that's what really is happening, right? When that person is, you know, taking you down that journey. I'm like, as soon as this call is done, I'm going to be Googling psychics, local psychics, and I'm going to definitely message them.
I've got a psychic I use. He does anywhere in the world, right? You can do it over Skype, whatever, right? So you'd only pay for the part you pay for, right? You can call him. He was the first psychic I ever used. He was so accurate that my mission after that was to try and prove to my parents that psychics are real. And every time I basically said, look, parents, what they're saying about your marriage is so accurate, and you're telling me this is wrong, I lost it. That's where my awakening began, because I saw my parents, their marriage was in the shit basically, and they weren't communicating. I was like, I saw this, and they wouldn't address it. And then I had a psychic, and he picked up on what I was seeing of my parents' marriage. And then they still were like, Oliver, they say what you want to hear. And what I realized is my parents were deflecting on the fact that their marriage was going to shit. And if they agreed that the psychic was correct, they would also agree that their marriage needs work. And they kept saying to me, he says what you want to hear. And I'm like, that's fucking you. Can you not see that? He's saying exactly what your dynamics is, right? And that's when I lost it. And it was about proving that psychics are real. And he was saying that I'm going to be a millionaire. My parents didn't believe me. And I lost the plot basically because my parents are saying all this shit. And it was the opposite. And that's where I went in my head, tried to understand why. And then I used what the psychic said to go into my parents' life and heal them without them realizing. But yeah, I'll give you his number at the end. Call him. And what I do is I don't say a word. He just talks. I say nothing because I didn't want him to have anything to work with. And fuck me, this guy, every single thing accurate. And I recorded them and I used to play the recordings through my bedroom speaker so my parents could hear their unconscious marriage problems. And they would get annoyed because he basically knew their problem, but no one else did. And it's fucking unbelievable. Anyway, as I was saying, I pick up on people's energy like you. I knew my mum in a mood this morning, right? I just knew it. You could feel it, the body language, the patterns are different. She doesn't say hello to the dog the same. You pick it up, right? And you can feel that nervous energy. And I was like, what's wrong? She goes, nothing. I said, what could you possibly have a problem about? The problem you have is expectations of how you want things to go in your head, and they don't go that way. That's the only problem you have, because that's the only problem I have. Right, the only problem I have is a vision of how I want things to go, and disappointed when they don't happen. So therefore, the answer is no expectations, no disappointment.
Exactly.
Finally, on your thing,
like what's it's interesting while you're talking about expectations. There, it's literally it's happening in my life as well. I'm seeing that a lot of friendship dynamics that I have, a lot of relationships that I have, the biggest reason why there is unhappiness or sadness or just when things are not super happy and it's not Christmas every day, it's not cake every day, right? Are the times where I have these expectations of how this person is supposed to be acting, but they're not acting up to my expectations, which causes doubt and sorrow and sadness in my mind. And really, I've realized this is something that I'm working through, and I'm even working with a therapist to understand my own relationships better, my own dynamics better. Just, and I'm realizing that most of the sorrow, most of the unexpectations happens. Most of the things happen because we're expecting our partner or this person to say something or answer that text message that I sent and respond right away, but they don't. And in our mind, we make up this whole story of like, oh, she doesn't love me. She doesn't want me. She didn't text me. If she really cared for me, she would have. And I literally, this happened to me about like 2-3 weeks ago. Somebody in my inner circle asked me, because I've been seeing this woman for almost a year, but I've started to realize that she has been there for me so much more than I have been there for her. And someone in my inner circle asked me this question. They're like, Mohammed, do you ever think about the pain that she may be experiencing? Because I'm always talking about me. What's going on with me? What's happening with me? How can I resolve my issues? And this person knows me really well, and they know them really well. And they asked me something like, and I was like, wow, I never actually, like, I've actually never really considered what they're going through or what's happening with them or what kind of pain they may be feeling. Or like so many times that I'm expecting this text message to come right away or this person call me right away. But really, like, I'm not sitting there thinking about the fact that because I work from home, I work from my laptop, and I don't really work till 60, 70 hours a week anymore. This person is, you know, working 50, 60 hours a week at a restaurant. And I'm over here because I'm at home all the time. If I send a text message at like 9 o'clock and I don't get a response by 9:30, I'm like, oh, she doesn't love me. You know, like what? And I realize that I'm making these assumptions in my own mind, and these assumptions come from the expectations that I have. But like, just on a side note, though, somebody could be listening to this and they're like, wow, I have expectations. I have these things. Just let's be very clear, guys. You can have you can have standards, but not expectations. So a standard would be is like, let's say I have needs, you know, like I have, let's say that I want my woman to reassure certain things when she tells me. That's the need that I have, and I express that need, and that's the standard that I have. Second one, I do yoga, and I want my woman to also be into yoga and be into healthy living. Necessarily, she doesn't have to be doing yoga every morning, but just as an example, I'm committed to living a healthy life, and I want my woman to also be committed to living a healthy life. That's a standard. An expectation would be is that I do yoga and I do it every day, and you should get up with me every day and you should do yoga as well. And if you don't do it, you don't love me, or you're not healthy, or you're not good enough. Or so I'm starting to understand those things as I'm actually experiencing one of my most, you know, most successful relationships and one of my most aware relationships, because I wasn't this aware 4 or 5 years ago. You know, I wasn't this into, I guess, understanding myself and the relationship dynamics as much as I am now. And it's funny, as I'm saying this, really a relationship dynamic and understanding this stuff is really, as a man, just us understanding our feminine energy. Because for all my life, I was very masculine. I'm doing structure, doing this, never really expressing my feelings, tapping into my feelings, talking about my feelings. Because at the end of the day, we have to do those things. For a man to understand his woman better, he has to understand himself better, which means he has to understand that part of himself that he has disconnected all his life, which is his feminine energy, which is his intuition, his creativity, is, you know, just actually taking the time to be and not just do always, right? So, but on the side, on the thing where I was talking about here, guys, it's okay to have standards, but expectations can lead to attachment and sorrow, and you're never really going to be happy when it comes to, like, at the end of the day, you're never going to be happy, because once somebody meets those expectations, you kind of now expect more. So, like, it's such a, like, I've been down this path where, like, okay, I was like, I realized, and I've journaled on this, that I'm like, wow, I never, like, I seem to always want more. I seem to always want more. You know, the third month I was expecting this, those expectations are met. Fourth month, I'm here now. Fifth month, it was here. It's like if I wanted to be called handsome 3 times a day and then she calls me handsome 3 times a day, next week I'm like, how come you don't call me handsome 4 times a day? You know, and then the week after it's like 6 times a day. And it's just like you kind of always go down that path, right? But it's, I think it's really good for us to remember that standards are okay. It's good to have standards. It's almost like a way of setting boundaries, but expectations is going to lead to some next level stuff. And you know what? As I'm even saying this, I'm like, I'm thinking about, like, I'm going to see a psychic. I'm going to talk to them. I'm not going to say anything. Like, I'm excited to talk to yours because
say
I'm not going to say anything.
Nil.
Yeah, like, that's actually, like,
he
now
just
I'm
talks
like,
for 20 minutes.
Wow.
Picks up your antenna.
Wow. And, yeah, that's, I'm excited for that because, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. And that's going to blow my mind up. Like, for them to say anything, even if
it
they pick my
head, trust me.
Yeah, like, that's going to be exciting, man. I'm definitely going to do that. I was going to ask you this question. So you said yours actually give you like tools or tactics to heal your parents' marriage or some way help them.
No. He was just speaking for 20 minutes. I was saying nothing. But what he picked up on was what was in the forefront of my mind, that my parents are not addressing issues and I can see it, but they can't see it. And so because he was essentially saying that this is the problem in your house and only I saw it, it was like another stranger can see it. He's never seen you. And yet you're telling me that it doesn't exist. And so I knew I had to take action because of what they were saying. But to the expectations thing, it's like having a girl that gives the greatest blowjob. You expect her to give you anal as well. Why?
Yeah.
Because the last person gave a great blowjob and gave you anal. So the next person must give anal, must give a great blowjob. But if the last person didn't have a house, you have to make sure the one after has their own house. And then after that, if she doesn't drive, the other one has to give great blowjobs, great anal, has a house and drive. It's always an upgrade as evolution, but you always learn from the past. So if you like fish on some wood, then you might use coal, and then you use coal, you use gas, and then you use gas, blah, 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 blah. So it's natural to upgrade, but having expectations of the past is simply nonsense. For example, in business, I've learned there's no such thing as a price. I say to my dad, how much is this land worth? He always said, and the answer stayed the same for the whole of my life, it's what somebody wants to pay. What that means is, just because your mate sold his house for 400k and you have 400k to buy a house and everyone in the neighborhood has a house of 400k, you could sit around and wait for 400k, maybe a year's time, fine, great. If you don't need the money, great. But somebody offers you 380, take it. So when something comes into your life, that is the asking price right now. Like Bitcoin's at 40 grand. Next week, it could be 30 grand. Okay. There's no such thing as one way. So just because your last girl gave you great blowjobs and great anal, don't expect the one in the future to, right? She might have a house, she might give shit at blowjobs. The other one might have had shit house and shit blowjob. There's no standard. You need to have standards in terms of wanting something that you're content and grateful for. No point having a dog when you want a cat, right? So at least get yourself a dog. Lots of breeds of dogs, but you know, expectations is what destroyed me, because you focus so much on having this, you ignore everything around you. And sometimes your tree of apples might only produce 5 apples, and next year it might produce 50. It's just the way it is. You know, take it, be grateful, and move on.
And I think this comes from us actually knowing ourselves and taking the time to understand ourselves, you know, because I was just thinking, I was like, wow, like that's like, I'm that guy, you know, like the last girl did this, the last girl did that. This girl's got to do this, this, and the next one. And it's like, it's not even that I'm expecting. It's like, I was like, I'm not perfect. I'm actually still like working this. Like, I'm still going through that process. Like, I'm still that guy where I'm like, I'm with this woman right now, and there's times, like, she's probably going to listen to this when it comes out, and it's okay because we live and we have a very authentic, open communication style relationship. But, like, yeah, there's times where I'm like, because I make more money than her, right? So there's times that will come to my mind where I'm like, well, the last girl at this job, and she was making 80K, and, like, she's making, you know, 30, 40K. And
now I'm paying for all that shit.
It's always on my mind in the sense of, like, that comparison, right? But at the same time, I do have the understanding that comparison is the thief of all opportunity. Comparison is the thief of all joy, right? Which, like, I'm that guy. Like, I'm always trying to just be my most, you know, happy, non-judgmental self, right? So as I was listening to you say that, I was like, I think it comes down to, for myself, it's like, okay, how can I really like get away from that. And what it reminded me of, so just recently, guys, so I started ego work. So it's a process, you know, that you just start working and just learning, understanding your ego, realizing how much ego is running in your life, just pretty much understanding that part of myself. And because I've been always told that I'm very egotistic in certain ways. Like the ego runs a lot of decisions that I make in life, which for me, I'm fully okay with it. The ego is what protected me. I'm 30 years old and has brought this amazing life to me because of the fact that I was able to use my ego to my own advantage, right? So, but I'm starting to realize that in my relationships, the ego is not always there to help both of us. It's only there to help me. And I realized that it's hard to compromise with ego being in play. And that's what, you know, got me to start doing ego work and just to start separating the self from the ego. And as I'm doing that, I'm starting to realize more that once we truly discover what brings joy, what brings happiness, you know, like nature and yoga and meditation and eating really good food and traveling to the beaches of the world, those things brings me so much happiness and joy. So as I know that and I tap into that, I start living more of my true self. And I feel like from that process, I can have an authentic relationship. But no matter what, ego is always going to come in when I'm in the bedroom with my girl or like, boom, and she gives me that amazing blowjob. And I think back to that last girlfriend who let me have sex with her without using a condom. And all of a sudden, I'm like, how come she doesn't? Because, I love that she's healthy and she's all about, like, not using, you know, like, anything to put in my body, like birth control, all that stuff. She's very like vegan. Just didn't want to put anything in her body, like all natural. And then I think back and I'm like, I wish she wasn't into that and she was okay with birth control so I can't have sex with her. You know, so like at the end of the day, I feel like we're always like, it's always going to be there, those expectations, but it's us taking the time to understand ourselves and realizing that those times that where we're expecting something or we want more, it's the ego playing. It's the ego feeding us, and it's not always healthy to feed the ego. You know, we have to at some points become ourselves and be like, you know what? Like, I love this person for who they truly are. Especially, I'm starting to realize, and this is my first like real like serious relationship where I'm starting to see. Like, I used to be like, you know, if you're not wearing a nice dress and we're on a date and like, I want to see you with your most beautiful self. And I was never never there for their dark times. I was never in a relationship. Like, I was kind of on the go always. You know, I dated a girl. I went seen her twice a week when we had sex and I leave. Never really like catered to a woman. Never actually like was there for them. And this is the first relationship where like I'm seeing this person in their all colors, right? From like being on her, you know, period to like having your worst days and sad days and going to the doctor and all those things. And for the first time in my life, I'm truly finding a female beautiful in all her essence. And I have, you know, journaled on that in the sense of like, what is that? Is that love? Or is this lust? Or is this like a phase that I'm going through? Or is this just, I'm high on, you know, love right now. And like in a year, it's going to fall off. And all of a sudden I'm gonna be like, ugh, you don't look the same anymore or something. You know, like I wonder like what it is. But all I realize is that this is definitely the type of love that I'm having for myself. In the last, you know, 5 to 7 years that I started this self-love and self-discovery journey, I've learned to love myself more and love myself for all my flaws and my shadow and the darkness and everything. And I think as we start to love ourselves, we're able to have the capacity to love others more. And I think that's why now when I look at this woman, I see her, I'm like, I love her for everything that she is. But at the same time, I still have those days and those moments where it's like expectations are literally making her look bad because I'm like, you should, you know, I want to hear I'm handsome like 24 days. Don't you know my love language is words of affirmation? I want to hear it all day. Like, you know, like, or like, it's like, and my mind is like calculating these things. It's like, you know, like, don't you know, like quality time is one of them. Like, how come you haven't messaged me this week to book a time with me so you can come see me? Like, and it's like, the mind is like literally treating this as a, like a business transaction or the ego. And I think that that's when it starts, expectations come in. And if we really like marinate in that and I start really thinking about those things, all of a sudden now we're starting to literally paralyze the relationship, right? Because I realized, and then it comes back to energy, right? Let's say I have an expectation, she didn't do it, and let's just like stick to the bedroom. I know I wanted her to do this and she didn't do it, but we still had great sex and then we're laying there and we're talking. when you have expectations, that starts showing in your energy. Because now I'm laying with her, and even though we just had an amazing time, in the back of my head, the ego is like, you know you want to tell her. you want to tell her that, like, the last one you were able to ask girl, you didn't have to use a condom, and, like, you're like, but I had to use one with you, and, like, but you're like, nah, it's okay, we just still had a great time. And I'm like, even though this is happening in my head, a very in-tuned woman is sitting there, and she can feel that. She can be like, yo, like, we just had a great time, but this guy is still, like, not fully there. And that's going to start what's going to happen. It's going to cause resentment. It's going to cause feelings that, you know, might not be expressed in that moment. And then we go about our day, move on. But that feeling doesn't go away. That becomes an emotion and gets suppressed within us. And a couple of weeks from now, all of a sudden, we're at a grocery store talking about some things. And all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden somebody loses it and says, yeah, you never did that thing I wanted 4 weeks ago in the bedroom. And all of a sudden she's like, I knew something was wrong with you. And I'm like, whoa, and everything just blows up, right? Really, it just comes from the expectations that was I had in my mind, and I never expressed those thoughts that I had on you, right? So no, it's great. It's funny how it could all, it's interesting. Yeah, I knew you were thinking about something. I knew you didn't like that when I did that thing with my tongue and you were thinking about something else. You know? Oh, like, oh man, that's amazing.
So, we literally are soulmates because we are the same age, right? Mm-hmm. We're going through the same path, the same thoughts, same things, same, literally in parallel world. You're in Canada, wherever you are. I'm in the UK. The last people I used to see, because I don't want a relationship, is sex, and if we connect, fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. But I flipped it because it wasn't working. What I realized is that the universe always brings me what I call an upgrade. And what I mean by upgrade is everything I have from the last person and mm-hmm. more. When I said that to a girl, she was like, so you're saying I'm a downgrade? I said, no. I'm simply saying that if I could have a choice of having a Gucci top, Armani shoes, a laptop, a bag, and some nice bedding, that I want all five of those, right? And then it's like if I suddenly want a plant, then I want all five of the last ones and a plant, right? It's not that the other one was a downgrade. It's just that they only had the Gucci plant, the handbag, the shoes, and the purse, right?
Yeah.
So they're not downgrade. They're just what I want. And the universe is, it's amazing. It always brings me the person with all their best traits, so the anal, the blowjob, the house, whatever, and more. But what I realized is that the universe is bringing me all these things, more people, more in alignment with me, but I'm still not getting what I want. They always go. And so I realized I have to have no expectations, and I have to let go of whether they come in my life, a business, relationship, love, sex, whatever, just connect to people as a person. And if you get connected with somebody and you're so relaxed around them and you have great conversations, love, sex is a natural thing that will happen. It's just the way it is. If you're so content with that person on the couch, you're going to want to cuddle, and then you're going to want to fuck. It's just the way it is. So I changed my mindset of having no expectations, and I just joined Tinder and just did some stupid photos of me, like in my bed, whatever, and just put looking for connections, whatever. And no joke, the universe brought me friends, everything I ever wanted. So I changed my expectations, and the universe brought me everything. And
it's interesting you say that. For me, I feel like what's happening is that I'm so, like, you know, in my masculine energy, so it's like structure, goals, we need to have the steps to do this. And so when I got in this relationship in the last year, is what happened was, like, I started kind of trying to build the same structure. Like, oh, every month let's have like a couple's check-in. Oh, like, we should do this and we should do this. And what I started realizing in the last, you know, couple of months is that I wasn't in the relationship anymore. I was starting to use this like a, it was just like another project in my life. Like,
can I just finish what I was saying, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was getting to that. I realized that I was managing people like a business. So we need to see each other this amount of time. We're going to go to bed at this time. We're doing this. I want sex. Do you want to have sex? Like, come in. It was like a business transaction, open communication, make sure everyone's on the same page. And it was like a business. Am I seeing you at 11 o'clock? I'll confirm the night before. What the fuck is this? In a podcast, flying, like, what the fuck? And so it became very structured, and it was like, it was just, it ruined it. And it's like, in my mindset, because as you said, the ego can only serve yourself. Mm-hmm. When you were somebody else, you got to put yourself first, but you also got to put them first. But it's a contradiction. It's a conflict of interest. You can't put yourself first if you're putting them first. Yeah. It's just not the way it is. You can't be in the shopping center and also in your kid's school. You can't be two places at once. And that's where the education comes in, of accepting people for when they're moody on a Tuesday, when they don't want to give you sex, Sometimes they just don't want to see you. They don't want to reply. Sometimes they keep fucking replying. You're like, shut up for fuck's sake. You can't have it. It's stuck in my mindset. If I message a client, I expect a response straight away. I messaged a girl. She's at fucking work. We work for ourselves. We're taking a shit. We're taking a walk. We're having a wag. Yeah. We can do what the fuck we want. They're working all day. So therefore, I'm like, why is she not replying to me? Why? And it's like, she has a fucking job, you idiots, right? And so therefore, you realize, wow, I'm expecting people to have the same expectations that I have on myself. And people do not.
Exactly. And like the biggest thing I think between me and you is it's so amazing. Like when you said soulmate, and then I just heard everything you said. I was like you're like literally speaking my thoughts, my mind. It's like you're literally, if we were twins and we just like you came over to my girls,
related to him.
Yeah, they wouldn't even know. But you're so right about that, you know, those expectations. And like the person is working, like they have a job, they're doing these things, right? And we're over here like, oh, this person doesn't love me. And we're making this, all this, I know me, like months ago, I was making all these stories and like, I'm assuming all these things. And at the same time, like, you know what? Like, I feel like a lot of people could be listening to this podcast and they're like, wow, like, so what did you guys do about it? How did you get to the side where you're, you know, more, you're compromising now and you're not letting the ego destroy the relationships that you have and all these things. For me, this is 2021, we're talking now. Like, I started my meditation journey on all these things. And what led me to is that I had a bunch of questions those first couple early years where I was like, how come I never told a woman in early 20s that I love her? How come I've never been in a successful relationship? How come I have these issues where, like, if I'm with a girl and all of a sudden, like, I'm fully good, but I get in a relationship, I become this anxious little baby. And then I also discovered that there's like 3-4 different attachment styles. And my attachment style is the anxious attachment style.
Howdy, thanks for listening to my episode. If you could remember to just rate and review the episode after you've listened, that'd be fantastic. And also subscribe so when I release a new one, you get a notification. And also, please tell your friends on socials about my podcast. Now I'm going for a poo. I'll be back later. Have a great day and speak to you soon.